All right, sitting in a dark room for a couple hours is always fun, but it's better when you're watching something. Let's talk movies with Josh Bell, everybody.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Still don't know who that guy is, but he's glad he likes you, I guess, right?
Sure. I'm happy if he's happy.
He's happy. We're all happy. Yes. Josh is here. How you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Let's start with, because the summer movie season is now upon us, it looks like, right?
Yeah, it is. Summer starts earlier and earlier every year, I think, because Avengers came out at the end of April. Summer now starts at the end of April.
April, apparently.
Yes.
Now Disney's jumping in with Aladdin.
I can make you rich. Rich enough to impress a princess. Bring me the lamp.
Oh, great one who summons me, I stand by my oath, loyalty to Wishes 3.
I'm kidding. Watch this.
Watch out! You done wound me up, you ain't never had a friend like me.
All right, one of my favorite Disney cartoons. Do we need a live-action version
of it? Well,
of
course not. We don't need a live-action version of any of these. I mean, Disney has really been pushing this stuff hard. This is the second one we've had this year, and we got The Lion King coming soon and Maleficent 2. No, we don't need these. We don't need any movie. I mean, a movie is necessary if it's good.
Right.
But I think this Aladdin suffers from a lot of the same problems as these other Disney live action movies, which is that they can't figure out a way to justify it.
Right.
It takes the same story. If you love the original animated movie, it follows that fairly closely, just adds a bunch of extra filler. It's nearly 40 minutes longer than the original version.
Right.
And it doesn't have as much liveliness or creativity. It's live action, so they're constrained, even though it's full of CGI. Lots of CGI, but they still can't have the same boundless imagination as the hand-drawn animation. You know, the genie, voiced by Robin Williams, is, of course, one of the most iconic animated roles ever, and not just because of his voice, but also because of what they could draw in response to his jokes.
Freestyling,
exactly. Yeah. And here, you know, you got to have Will Smith, who plays the genie. You got to have actual Will Smith in all of those shots. So whatever the genie does, he's still Will Smith.
Right.
So there's not as much creativity. There's not as much liveliness. The performances are okay, but Will Smith is not Robin Williams. I mean, no one is. And he's trying really hard to bring his own spin to it, but it just comes off as trying really hard.
Right.
He's not a great singer, and they do sing all the songs from the original movie, as well as one extra big number for Princess Jasmine. And Naomi Scott, who plays Jasmine, is probably the strongest element of the movie. She's the one who actually has a decent singing voice, and she brings a bit of charm and a bit of fire to Jasmine, who gets a more independence to her as a character, which is one decent improvement. But overall, watch it at home with your kids. If you got family and you want to take them to see this, just stay home. Pop some popcorn at home and rent the original. It's a much better time.
Really? So I'm feeling that Josh is on point with his hate on this one. How many stars?
I mean, I give it a 2.5 out of 5.
Wow.
It's not, it's not horrible. It's competent, but I think that's the best that we get out of these Disney live action movies.
Right. All right. JoshBellHatesEverything.com is the website, and also on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. And you can also follow me on Twitter @SignalBleed.
Josh Bell, everybody. Thanks for stopping in, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.